And welcome to special edition number 36 of What's On Joe Mind. We're a fan cast about the world of G.I. Joe. And well, since we just had the JoeCon side announcement, the JoeCon brochure is out. And for the third year in a row, we will be doing the JoeCon brochure read-along with your special reader, Justin Bell. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing tonight?
You got the pipes all worked up? Because it's going to be pretty much you talking tonight.
I think so. I had the kids all by myself today, so I spent about 8 hours screaming my lungs out.
I thought that was because the Patriots lost.
Well, that didn't help, but...
Which is a continuation of the pre-show jabber that we were doing about everyone's team winning and losing this week.
Thankfully for everybody listening, we got all our football talk out of the way before we started recording. So now you're we're good to go.
We still got some Dallas Cowboy references.
Oh, okay.
Sure to go. This is probably what the world's number one Dallas Cowboy fan, I do believe. It's Beachhead Mike.
In a sense, yes. I'm kind of that morbidly curious fan to see if Gary's hero, Tony Romo, will once again snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Which I think he did today.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, as a matter of fact, he did. A couple times.
It's all right. Colts won. Anyways. Beating a Texas team, no less.
Yeah, it doesn't really count now, does it?
Not this year.
No, it's like the Colts could have gotten out and beat Texas State. It would have been just as much fun.
I think Florida State would have a good shot against the Texans this year.
Yeah.
All right, Justin. So the presses were hot today because this is right off the press. It came out today. This is a Sunday, obviously, since we're talking about football.
Yep.
That has nothing to do with us talking about football.
No, it doesn't. So, start this thing off.
All right. Yeah, I was pretty surprised that it came out today. The club doesn't usually launch this type of stuff on the weekend. Made for an interesting afternoon, that's for sure. The Collectors Club did launch the JoeCon 2014 brochure today, and that is generally the first indication we get of what the theme for the convention exclusive figures is going to be, and that was the same case this year. I guess we want to get right down to it. Before I really start reading along word for word and kind of breaking it down by section, we probably want to talk about what people are looking forward to hearing about the most, which is the actual action figure sets. And the G.I. Joe Collectors Club is kind of dipping into a few different wells in this year's set, which is kind of interesting. Gary is extremely excited, as you can hear, that they are they're going after the zombies.
At least it's not an indie, okay? But God, they gotta go to the zombie well.
You know,
thanks, guys.
I think they've got something out for you. First, we get the Cover Girl and the FSS. Then we get indie last year, and now they've got zombies. I don't know what to tell you.
Stop me, anyways.
You're probably the whole reason we don't have a Billy figure yet. Is they're just continually trying to tweak your ass. So because you like Billy, they're that Godso guy.
Anyways, continue.
Twerk Gary's ass, what? Or no, you said tweak. I'm sorry, I'm tweak. Go ahead.
The G.I. Joe Zombie Hunters is what the concept apparently is called, according to the brochure. Cobra Forces have acquired the Compound Z formula and have started testing it on their own soldiers. They believe by creating zombie warriors, they can rule the world and turn its population into mindless creatures. G.I. Joe headquarters is split on how to handle the zombie affliction, save or eradicate. General Hawk has formed two groups to solve this deadly problem. Who will be successful? Will it be the Zombie Hunters, whose mission is to eradicate those infected, or will it be the ECO, or ECO, Emergency Chemical Operations Force, trying to rescue and find an antidote for those afflicted? And what about the team members who become zombies? Are they casualty of war? If too many are turned, who will be left to complete their mission? Only time will tell, and it's running out. My first reaction to that is I really like the kind of dynamic they're setting up there, how they have Eco Force and Zombie Hunters being kind of separate factions within G.I. Joe who are kind of battling each other as well as going after the zombie crew. The Zombie Hunters consists of Outback, Chabang from the Ninja Force, and Steel Brigade Commander. The Eco Force team is Flint, Ozone, and Clean Sweep, just as it was back in the old days. Among the Cobra recruits we can expect to see, we have Cobra Lab Rats times 2, Toxo Vipers times 3, Toxo Zombies times 3, and Repulsor with Dog, D-A-W-G, which is a new canine. Repulsor certainly sounds like a possible new Cobra character.
That's Daug. Is Daug. That a reference to Chuck?
Chuck Daug.
Chuck Daug.
Yeah. If that dog has Chuck's head, then, then frankly, we need to find the responsible party and send them as much money as we can.
If Chuck had anything to do with that, I'm quitting right now. I am done. I'm out. See you. Good night.
If they put Chuck's head on a dog body, somebody is getting their own spot on the show. We're looking at you, Boss Fight Studio.
Interestingly, you can kind of see where some connections are made anyway. Outback, he had a Battlecore version in the 90s who was rumored to have been originally an Eco Warriors version before Eco Warriors kind of got disbanded and he became just a standard Battlecore release, so maybe that's kind of the Outback connection there. Chebang, I'm a little bit confused about. It's kind of weird to hear a Ninja Force character being included in a zombie set, but I'm interested to see kind of how they tie that all together.
That just means that this theme set has a theme song, rather.
Yeah.
They'll start playing Ricky Martin. Chee-bang! Chee-bang!
Wait for somebody to say that.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
I'm just thinking of that Asian kid from American Idol tryouts.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Special guest William Hung this year in Dallas.
Wow. That's some memories right there.
You know, I bet you the Joe Club could afford it.
It's too...
Special guest star, William Hung.
Yeah, I think Justin Belcon could afford that one.
Along with those two, we've got the Steel Brigade Commander, and one's got to think that maybe this might be the Goldhead Steel Brigade guy we saw in the concept case. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some homage going on there. The Toxo Zombies, those were actually, I'm not sure if folks remember or not, but those were actually also in the concept case. They were a little bit of a funky build. I don't know if that's where the club is going, if they're looking to regurgitate exactly what was in that concept case, or they kind of going thinking outside the box a little bit. If people don't remember, those Toxo Zombies in that concept case, they had like, I don't know if it was Wild Bill's vest, Resolute Wild Bill's vest, or if it was the Ace vest from the Sky Striker pilot. It was one of those really funky kind of inflated vests. The colors were like pale blue and yellow. It was not, didn't really match the vintage version at all. It was a little bit out there. So I'll go on record right now saying that I hope that's not what they do. I wasn't a big fan of the way those Toxo Zombies looked. So hopefully they go a little bit more vintage era. We'll see. Basically how it shakes out, Flint Ozone Clean Sweep, you got to think they're going vintage with those guys, using that as an homage. Maybe we'll see probably a healthy helping of airtight parts use, which is all good by me. That's one of the best figures they've released in recent years.
And Neon?
Yep.
And now Mike's out.
Now you're making my head hurt.
See some new head sculpts mixed in there. I'm thinking, you know, both Ozone and Clean Sweep are probably likely to get new head sculpts. Perhaps Chebang, too. I don't know. Just because Clean Sweep especially has got that distinctive porn star mustache. And the
Yeah, he looks like somebody's either late 70s porn or a mid-80s English teacher look.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, how'd that... No.
Usually that's the same guy.
I'm getting really bad thoughts of my middle school English teachers right now. That's not good. Not good. But, of course, along with the Real American Hero set, they also have the 12-inch set.
Now, this is interesting, folks. Listen up.
This is very interesting. Yeah, it's already causing some unrest in the community, shall we say. The club runs down kind of the history of G.I. Joe and how Joe Colton ties into the G.I. Joe mythology. Included in this 12-inch two-figure set, a Timeless Edition vintage G.I. Joe figure, Tiger Stripe Camouflage Green Beret Jacket and Pants, Tall Black Boots Green Beret, M16 Ascot 45 with belt and holster, Canteen with canteen cover and gold tone dog tag, Timeless Adventure Team G.I. Joe figure, black t-shirt with AT sticker, cargo pants, short black boots, black shoulder holster with a label revolver, black hunting rifle, tan belt with canteen cover, duffel bag featuring the Adventure Team logo, map with map case, rope, and a gold tone Adventure Team dog tag. Now, here's where it gets a little squirrely, folks. In addition to celebrate all ages of G.I. Joe, this set comes with a unique 3¾-inch Joseph Colton G.I. Joe with pistol and club action figure display system.
Dun, dun, dun.
As one might imagine, this is causing a little bit of discomfort among the collectors community, specifically the 3¾-inch collectors, who are immediately assuming that the only way to get this figure is going to be to drop down $350 on a second convention set, which is understandably not what a lot of people want to do, myself included. But we're giving the club a little bit of the benefit of the doubt on this one and hoping that maybe that Joe Colton figure, they're not going to make that the only place that Colton figure is available. I'm hoping they'll kind of expand his coverage a little bit. As Mike pointed out pre-show, just producing 150 of those Joe Colton figures seems like...
Fiscally, it makes no sense.
I'm hoping that maybe the club didn't just make 150 of those just for the 12-inch set, maybe expanded production a little bit, and perhaps what's going to be unique about the 12-inch set is that the 50th anniversary backdrop or something like that will be a little bit different, but perhaps the figure itself will be more widely available, maybe carded or some other method like that. I'm hoping so. I don't know for sure. As it stands right now, I'm withholding the butthurt scream right now. I'd be feeling a little bit butthurt if the only way to get that Joe Colton was in that 12-inch set. But like I said, I'm not going to go jumping all crazy about it right now until we have a little bit more information. I'll give the club a chance to elaborate on that. We'll see what ends up happening down in Dallas.
Gary, can we play the butthurt scream anyway?
Butthurt!
It's going to get played.
Okay. I've seen some conversation primarily on Facebook. Somebody actually mentioned the possibility that it might be an O-ring figure. You know, I don't know. I guess anything's possible. I think that'd be kind of weird. They already do have a pretty decent O-ring Joe Colton from the vintage days. I think this would be a good chance for them to go modern era. So something tells me that's what they're going to do, but I don't know that for sure. So again, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that that Colton figure is available elsewhere. Otherwise, I'm going to start schmoozing some 12-inch fans right now and see if I can talk one into spreading the wealth a little bit on that thing, because I that's a potential to be a very, very rare figure down the road if that's the only place where it's available.
Ace, all good. Back on speed dial.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Separating from the figure sets a little bit, we're going to talk a little bit about kind of the background for the con this year. It's obviously the 50th anniversary of G.I. Joe, which is a huge deal, and the Collectors Club is legitimately making it a huge deal, as well they should. And they mentioned special guests. We get to meet and talk to voice actress B.J. Ward, who was Scarlet back in the Sunbow days.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is very
cool. Any number of thousands of other cartoon voices.
Yeah, she was prevalent in many, many, many cartoons throughout the years. I know I'm going to totally butcher this name, but Michael McConaughey, I think is how you pronounce it, who was Cross Country. So they are continuing the trend of having the voice actor for the yearly incentive figure there, which is cool.
That really wasn't butchered at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Kirk Bazigian, convention familiar, will be there. Larry Hama, of course, which is good. Those are all some very quality guests that we've come to expect over the years. I think BJ Ward is causing the most attention at this point just because she hasn't really made an appearance before, and she was pretty key in the old Sunbow cartoons. And of course, some folks are speculating, which is probably healthy speculation, that similar to Mary McDonnell Lewis last year, we're wondering if maybe a Scarlet figure will be kind of sprung upon us because of BJ Ward's invitation to the convention. I don't know for sure. Bill Ratner was there last year, and we didn't get a Flint figure, so perhaps the whole Lady J thing was coincidental. Who knows? But there is a pretty popular unproduced Scarlet figure in City Strike Scarlet that hasn't been released as of yet, and we know that it's got most of the parts to make it. Panels and seminars, they don't really go into much detail. I don't know if we've been approached to do another seminar this year. I don't know how that's going to stand. I don't even know what all of our attendance is going to be yet, so I'll snip that in the bud right now.
They were very good to us last year.
Yes.
And it would be an honor to do it again.
Exactly. I think that's very well put. Sales room, G.I. Joe Film Fest. They have contests. They have a G.I. Joe customizing class, which is actually the formal customizing class is a little bit of a change from how it's been. There has been customizing classes in years previous. The past couple of years, the club didn't do an official customizing class, so community member John Russell kind of took ball and ran with it, did an unofficial custom class, which was very fun. I attended it last year. I didn't get to go there the year before, but I did go last year. It's a lot of fun. Get to schmooze with lots of great customizers, see John Russell kind of go through his whole casting process, do some cool stuff like that. Well, this year the club has kind of taken the best of both worlds. They are returning to the official customizing class, and they are including John Russell. It says, want to learn how to customize your G.I. Joe figures? This year we have a very special class in store for you with the help of our friends John Russell and the team of Boss Fight Studios.
Oh.
So not only is John Russell involved, but our buddies over at Boss Fight Studios will also be involved, which is very cool.
I have to say I'm impressed that you put the effort in to try and sound surprised by that. Truly, I'm sure they'll be thrilled as well.
I am to please.
Considering our show might as well be called What's on Boss Fight's Mind.
They do mention there is actually a specific figure they have in mind for the customizing class. When we get closer to the event, we'll tell you what parts you need to bring to complete your figure. So it's like they're going to teach you how to make a very specific figure, and they're saying, who will it be? More to follow later. In addition, Boss Fight will be demonstrating digital sculpting during the class, and at the end of the weekend, you'll receive some custom bat parts that will be designed during the class with direction from the class participants. These will be 3D printed for you during the convention weekend. It's kind of a brave new world out there for customizers, which is a really, really cool idea. It sounds like they'll probably have, I don't know if it'll be Dave Proctor or somebody else. Dave's kind of the resident sculpting expert for Boss Fight, and he'll be going through some digital sculpting. It sounds like he'll be taking some cues from participants and designing some cool bat parts, bat attachments or something, I guess, and hopefully those will be produced by the end of the weekend and you'll be able to take those home. That's a pretty damn cool little feature of the customizing class. The cost of this class is $75. It's 60 participants.
That's good.
I think that's going to be a gunfight to get into that customizing.
Yeah.
And over at BotCon, those things, the custom class is gone within like the first 20 minutes of registration. I would imagine the same thing is probably going to hold true here, especially if they're going to be producing some exclusive bat parts that may not otherwise be available. Everybody's kind of getting all ramped up. Make sure you're ready and sitting by the computer and registration hits, because that's going to go quickly. And it's amazing what they can end up charging some money for. It's a $75 event, and people are going to be crawling over each other to try to get in there. So personally, I'm just going to pay the $75 to go stare at Eric's shirt for a day. So I think that'll be well worth the money.
I'm going to stare at his headband, actually.
None of this is weird at all. None of it. This is all perfectly normal.
There's going to be a parachute drop.
Yay!
Featuring a 3¾-inch figure.
Yeah, I like that they committed to a 3¾-inch figure.
They're going to have some local tours as well, which we can get into in greater detail later. And of course, as always, there's the room-to-room trading, which they typically have a bulletin board, and you can kind of pin your room number on there and work out some good trades. And the Casino Night Awards dinner, which is a culmination of a 50th anniversary celebration with dinner, casino games, and fabulous auction items. Registered attendee packages. 8 convention packages are available, in case it wasn't quite confusing enough already. The American Heroes package is the 15-figure set for the G.I. Joe Zombie Hunters. It's $370 for G.I. Joe Collectors Club members and $440 for non-members. You get the 15-figure set, certificate of authenticity, convention medal name badge, private exhibitor room sales event on Friday, early bird privileges on Saturday, and admittance to all regular convention events except tours and the class. Casino Night's award dinner admittance with $100 in gaming coupons. Bonus items are a special extra convention piece not available with a non-attending package. You must pick up your convention package in person. That's the attendee exclusive that they have every year. Admittance to all convention seminars. Convention full-color comic with program. 1 entry in the free trip giveaway drawing Sunday at 3 p.m. The General's package is $335 for Collectors Club members, $405 for non-members, and consists of the 12-inch Codename G.I. Joe box set, certificate of authenticity, convention medal and name badge, private exhibitor room sales event on Friday, early bird privileges on Saturday, and admittance to all regular convention events except tours and the class, which require extra cost. Admittance to the Casino Night Awards dinner event, along with $100 in gaming coupons, and admittance to all convention seminars. In other words, exactly the same perks as the Real American Hero package, only in the 12-inch format.
Yes.
The AIDS package is $95 per aid for Collectors Club members, $125 for non-members. This package can only be purchased in conjunction with one of the other packages, one of the Generals or American Heroes package. And essentially, that's so family members can join all the fun. It does not
right.
with any figures.
Right.
But it gives them the exhibitor room, early bird privileges, all seminars, senior night dinner, name badge, all that stuff. So it comes with most of the perks of the other sets, just with no toys.
I do want to point out something real quick, just before we move on to the remainder of the packages. These are the primary two and then the big AIDS package, and we haven't got to how to upgrade your package yet.
Heyo!
For those that think that the Collector's Club gouges you and they increase the prices, the American Hero set is only $10 more than it was last year.
There you go.
The General's package is only $5 more than it was last year. And the AIDS package is only $5 more than it was last year.
That means I'm going to have to brown bag it instead of eating at Subway for one whole day. Bastards! Bastards!
We've seen them go up at a greater rate in the past. I believe this is one of the smaller rates we've seen them go up.
There you go.
Five.
But anyways, Justin, tell us about the Sergeant's package.
The Sergeant's package, which is $190 for Collectors Club members and $240 for non-members, includes exhibitor room sales event on Friday and early bird privileges on Saturday, all convention seminars. Package does not include the Casino Night Awards dinner.
What?
So essentially what this does, the AIDS package, you have to buy one of the American Heroes or the General's package in order to purchase the AIDS package.
Correct.
The Sergeant's package you can just buy flat out. Doesn't come with any toys, but
right.
you get admittance to the seminars and the private exhibitor room sales event. You don't get the Casino Night Awards dinner or any of the toys or anything like that.
This is like a super general admission. Think of it that way.
Exactly, yeah. Because general admission just gets you to the sales room, essentially. You don't get to go to any seminars or anything like that. So this kind of takes care of that.
Yeah.
Then we've got the Homefront Heroes and Base Commanders package, and those are essentially the same as the American Hero and Generals, only they are for people who don't travel. It's a box set of figures from each set that is mailed to you after the convention, generally about 2 to 4 weeks after the show. Those usually get received. They say 3 to 4 weeks, so somewhere in that neighborhood. You do not get the Super Attendee exclusive, whatever that item might be, so that's something to keep in mind. But even if you can't make it to Dallas, you still can get the 15-figure set, which is a nice little bonus for people who don't want to make the trip but would still like the 15 figures in the box set.
Come on, make the trip. Make the trip, man. Yes. Come on, man.
And then, as Gary and Mike were alluding to earlier, there are ways to upgrade your package. Some of us
don't.
I understand that Gary and Mike have some package issues that they might need to upgrade a little bit.
I upgraded last year. I'm good to go.
So we're once again offering an optional package upgrade for the American Hero or Generals package. This upgrade is better known as the Golden Ticket.
The evil Golden Ticket.
For the American Hero, Golden Ticket is limited to 75.
Same as last year.
And the General Golden Ticket limited to 25.
Same as last year.
And these upgrades involve early package pickup on Wednesday night and Thursday, before the regularly scheduled posted pickup times, early shopping at the club store for exclusives before the posted shopping times, and triple the regular limit on exclusive convention souvenirs.
That's the number to piss off so many people, but hey, you're paying for it.
Yep. You get the exclusive Golden Ticket pin. I'm not going to even try to pronounce that word. First entrance to the exhibit hall each day, exclusive meet and greet reception on Friday nights, reserved seating in the first 3 rows of all panels, extra $2,000 in credits for the casino night dinner, and you can also get Golden Ticket aid packages for $195 each. The cost for the regular Golden Ticket is about $300 added on to the price of the regular sets.
No change from last year. No change.
Makes the American Hero total $670 and the General total $635. Before people, you know, start freaking out of how expensive that is, yes, it is expensive, but it's looking like I'm going to be able to repeat my deal this year that I do in a year's past, where I basically find a couple of friends who are willing to split the Golden Ticket costs. I pick up the three items because we get the triple the amount, and I get one, and they each get one, and it saves everybody some money, and everybody ends up happy, and it's not ridiculously expensive. So I think that's kind of a good way to handle that whole situation. It's worked for me the past 2 years, so I'm looking forward to doing that again this year. As long as I can be camped by my computer when registration hits, that's the only thing. I'm going to be losing my hair for the next month waiting for registration again.
You don't have any hair to lose.
Additional package details. Anyone who registers General's Base Commander's package in the first...
No!
Are you just going to say hey-o every time I say package? Package,
no!
Package. Anyone who registers for American Hero Package or Homefront Hero Package in the first 24 hours receive a special Zombie Hunter's pin. For the General's Homefront Hero... Got to give Gary something to edit, I guess. American Heroes or Homefront Heroes have the opportunity to purchase a second set of the Zombie Hunters figures for $250. This is one extra set per American Heroes or Homefront Heroes package purchased, which is the bagged set that you hear people talking about. You will receive confirmations and package pickup schedule in March to the email address listed in your registration file. If you register for another member, you will need their login and password to receive member pricing. Remember, boys and girls, always share your username and password with anybody else. For member pricing, your membership covers spouse, children, parents, and siblings, which is cool.
So, again, you decide to sign up for a General's package, and your wife wants to come with you?
Hey-o!
Wife wants to come with your package?
Stop it.
We are 13 years old.
And you wish to bring your child. They are not paying non-member pricing. They are coming in under you, under your membership. So they would be paying member pricing. Okay? Is that clear? That is a very common question because it's the way the system is set up for purchasing. When you purchase, you can purchase your multiple packages right there. But when you sign in, of course, you got to be a member to do that.
That's right. We've got another little twist here.
Yes.
That it's the first time I've seen this happen. In celebration of G.I. Joe's 50th anniversary, we're producing exclusive challenge coins. It's a secret, but I'll tell you guys that at the dinner, everyone in attendance, aides included, will receive an antique brass version of this coin. However, As a special limited edition item, we are going to produce a solid silver version with 24-karat gold plating. These will be limited to the number pre-ordered before the convention, not to exceed 200 pieces.
I like it.
So that's another little interesting twist for the 50th anniversary.
I dig it. I don't necessarily understand why we're seeing a silver coin with gold plating, but okay. It'll look cool.
Yeah, cheaper, I think, is probably the key.
Look, hey, either I'm going to say it here or somebody else is going to say it later. Be happy that we're getting out of the way now.
We won't get into real full detail about exhibitor information, although there are booths available 11 feet by 8 feet deep and are $400 for an exhibitor booth. Single tables are $250. Exhibitors who register for multiple booths before February 1st will receive a $25 discount per booth. So anybody who's got a online store or some kind of physical location and wants to set up a booth at the show, there's all sorts of good details about exhibitor booths in the convention brochure.
Cost of a table went up $10.
Oh, those bastards.
I know. They are gouging the fandom.
Have we contacted our friends at Dallas Vintage Toys?
I would love to see Dallas Vintage Toys there.
They should show up there.
We've never actually met those guys face to face.
We will come and record at their table.
You should bring your Roscoe P. Coltrane and have them sign it or something.
Maybe I should sign Roscoe and give it back to them.
Way to devalue it.
True. Maybe we should get the, what's his name, James Bess?
Sure.
Try and get him to sign it instead. Roscoe, right. Please sign my Roscoe.
They do talk about shipping. You can ship small shipments directly to the Hyatt Regency Dallas instead of carrying it on the plane or instead of bringing it by car or whatever if you're a dealer. So that's pretty basic stuff that generally happens.
Yep. You can ship your pants.
That's right. I got my pants. Big time.
You said ship, right?
Ship my pants. We already talked about the special guests. We can repeat their names here. We've got Larry Hama, Kirk Bozigian, and Michael McConaughey, along with BJ Ward. They don't focus on BJ Ward on the little special guest section, but they mentioned her earlier on, so we have to assume that she is still going to be there. The hotel is at the Hyatt Regency Dallas, and the G.I. Joe con rate is $142. I have heard that it's booking up pretty quickly if it hasn't already been booked all the way. So don't hesitate. Use the online reservation system at GIJOCon.com. There is airport shuttle service available from Dallas-Fort Worth and Love Field both. Check GIJOCon.com for the link to the shuttle company.
Very good.
Now, as always, there is contests at JoeCon, a whole bunch of different contests. There's the Frank and Joe Custom Contest, which is a 1/18th scale only. Various different prizes, $125 show dollars. There's the small diorama, which is a custom or for a custom 1/6th scale figure. Then they have the medium diorama and a photography contest. They do mention if your contest entry is larger than the space allowed, you'll be moved up one class. So that's pretty much all there is. I don't go into great detail about the contest. It's pretty much the same as you see every year. The James Cavanaugh Jr. Memorial Costume Contest is going to be Saturday night during the Casino Night Awards Party. Anybody who has not been to one of these casino nights and seen James in all of his glory, please make sure you show up to see exactly what Mr. Cavanaugh is going to dress up as this year. Last year, he was playing Gangnam Style and throwing play money all over the place and dancing around in neon green tights. So
it was Carnival Latal.
That picture hasn't already burned out your retinas, then I don't know. You'll probably enjoy whatever he's going to.
Was it painted or glittered on his ass? It said Latal on his ass.
I think so. He was popular with the ladies of Indianapolis that night.
Was. Yeah, he was.
I do notice on the costume contest, they are going back to, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. It was a kids category, yes. A real American hero category, and now a 12-inch style category. Now they've gone back to that. Because I remember, again, said Mr. Cavanaugh dressed as Bullet Man.
Yes.
Won the, I think it was at the time, maybe an adventure team category or something like that. But this is the first time I've kind of split everything out.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm noticing that correctly.
Interesting twist. Yeah, they're kids, Real American Hero, and 12-inch style character. Yes, three different divisions for the costume contest. It says, if you do have a group costume, each person will be voted on individually. So no more culture or shenanigans.
Yeah, that's another
James Cavanaugh, another James rule.
They've got to rewrite the entire rule book just for Mr. Cavanaugh.
At least three rules have been written because of him.
We would be remiss to state that James did not actually win this contest last year.
No, he did not.
If you do plan on bringing a costume, just be creative or be really good, and the king can be beat.
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't be surprised eventually if they just do the no spandex rule. Wear some kind of athletic supporter if you're wearing spandex.
No ass riding.
Yeah, no ass riding. Along with the rest of these contests, you're going to have the G.I. Joe Fan Film Extravaganza. It's the 8th annual amateur film competition. Wow, I didn't realize it'd been going on for 8 years. That's really cool. Fans can submit their films on approximately 5 minutes in length on DVD. All accepted submissions will be screened during the convention, and the audience will vote for the winners. They want you to pull out all the stops because it's the 50th anniversary and must maintain a G or PG rating as a style guide. They'll be shown to the public at the discretion of the G.I. Joe Con. Submissions must be received no later than March 15th. Do not submit films that have been shown at past Film Fest events or submitted to the club for past contests. So your Coil video that you did last year is no longer valid.
Voting, if you've never been to one, is done by applause and how loud you are.
Exactly.
Okay? Just because you have a dead-on outfit of Serpentor and you spent a ton of time on it, if your first show and no one knows who you are, or you come and you don't network with anybody and you just show up on stage, people are like, who the hell is that? You might get some applause, but Kavanaugh's a showman.
Yes.
That's how he
gets applause. That's a nice way to put it.
I love how this has gone from being the program reading to the how to beat James Kavanaugh at the costume contest.
And I'm getting to the fan film, because fan film last year, although the Coil one was good, I think Carson's with 3D Joe's was better than ours, and maybe one other one was better than ours. But again, it was measured on how loud the applause. I gave it all for that one. I lost my voice.
It helps having a couple 300-pound foghorns to scream for you.
Do it right up front. And I kid you not, he will have an app on his phone that will measure the decibel level. So if you want to win in these two contests, you need to be loud and proud, let's put it that way, and have other people around you lobby them to get their support and have them also be loud for you. That is the way to win.
If you're going
to
be extroverted enough to do one of these show-offy projects, then be extroverted enough to shake hands and smile for pictures and tell jokes as best you can and just make friends to a lot of folks at the show, because that's the only way they're going to root for you like their life depended on it.
One of the funniest stories that I think I mentioned on the show before, a guy at the Rhode Island show, and I'm not making fun of anybody, his costume of an Iron Grenadier was absolutely spot on.
Yeah, it was
dead.
Awesome.
He got beat by James dressed in drag and Brian Kaufman dressed as a pterodrome.
With gun turret nipples.
Using the term loosely, dressed as a pterodrome.
Gun turret nipples. Gun turret nipples.
I mean, just because you have a spot-on costume does not guarantee you win. You'll get a lot of pictures. You get a lot of people looking at you and everything. But it's definitely very much a show when you get up there to get the crowd support behind you. So just make sure you know that when you put your effort in for these projects.
Don't get self-conscious. A lot of times people will want to do these things and then they'll talk themselves out of it because they think they'll look silly or dumb or no, no. I mean, you do look silly and dumb. It's the same silly and dumb that we're all there to see.
We've talked about seminars, panels, casino nights, awards, dinner, door prizes already. Well, we haven't talked about the door prizes yet, but essentially every 10 minutes to the hour each day, they will be announcing names. And so if you're in the sales floor and they announce your name, you have won a door prize and you go up and collect that prize when they call your name.
Some cool stuff that people donate in door prize. I've won a couple times. I do like here where he says at the end of Sunday at 3 o'clock, they'll have the drawing for the two free trips to the 2014 convention.
Yep.
And yeah, we're all starting to chuckle because last year a dude from Spain won it. You saw him at Rollout Roll Call too, Mike,
correct,
right? And as soon as he won, Brian's like, that's domestic airfare. That's domestic airfare.
We capped that at $450. We'll take $450 off your airfare, but that's still pretty good.
Yeah, that's still pretty good.
And $450 off the airfare is what got me to Rollout Roll Call, so I'm not going to sneeze at that.
He realized immediately who won and where they were from, and he's like, domestic, domestic.
General admission, they talk about. General admission is available on both Saturday and Sunday. Costs $15 for adults, $10 for children. 4 and under are free. That is Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 9:30 to 3:30. Early bird admittance is available on Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. Cost is $50. Parking is available behind the hotel at multiple lots for the maximum rate of $10 per day. You can also ride DART or the TRE or TRAY to Union Station as the station is connected to the hotel.
Hmm. Are there going to be any tours?
There are going to be some tours. There are pre-convention tours / events. Wednesday, April 9th, 7:15 to 5:45, there's going to be a Fort Worth downtown Segway tour.
Ooh.
Which is kind of neat. You're going to ride the Trinity Railway Express to downtown Fort Worth and then take a Segway tour.
Okay, that must be the TRE then.
Oh, there
Trinity
you go.
Railway
Trinity
Railway Express, TRE.
Good call. Good call. Some will start on the Segway while others will start at Sundance Square. Lunch will be on your own at the restaurant of your choice in the downtown area. Your Segway tour will include a visit to the famous Fort Worth Water Gardens, JFK Memorial, and the new Trinity River Revision Project. You'll be treated with a running narrative about the history of downtown and the infamous Hell's Acre that was in existence during the Fort Worth cattle drive days. The cost of the Segway tour is $75. It will have a total walking distance of about 2 miles over the day. Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., the Bush Presidential Library and Perot Museum Tour.
The irony of those two tours together.
Now we get political.
Yeah, I know.
Is the Perot Museum only 19% the size of the Bush Presidential Museum?
That's good.
Thank you. Funny.
Yes.
That's good.
We will start the day visiting the recently opened George W. Bush Presidential. I'm not going to be able to say that without laughing. On the campus of Southern Methodist University. The museum tells the story of the United States during extraordinary times. 14,000 square foot museum includes exhibits on the critical decisions and outcomes during the Bush administration, as well as an exhibit about the war on global terror. Next, we will proceed to the Perot Museum of Nature and Science. This 180,000 square foot world of wonder provides the visitor with the opportunity to explore science and nature through hands-on exhibits on items from dinosaurs to space. A new facility, definitely a must-see in Dallas. Lunch is on your own at the Museum Cafe or other restaurants in the nearby West End Entertainment District.
You're going to have Perot just up there with a chart saying, this is what's for lunch. You can either eat the tuna fish or the turkey.
They're going to show the slideshows on his ears.
Oh, nice. Bravo.
High caliber political commentary from What's on Joe.
Remember, folks, Ross Perot, the man that brought you Bill Clinton.
Convention evening dress and dietary concerns. For the Saturday Casino of Anniversary Awards dinner, please dress business casual, shirts with collars or green latex, depending on who you are. If you have any special dietary concerns we need to prepare for, please let us know by putting your information in the special needs information box in the online registration system.
Please dress up and look nice.
Yeah, be presentable.
The whole weekend, everyone's in black t-shirts and khaki cargo pants.
Bring a polo shirt or a button-down shirt. And a nice pair of dress slacks.
Look nice for a change. Look good. Represent well.
That pretty much covers the convention itself. The G.I. Joe Collectors Club wants you. They have a little advertisement on the end prompting people to attend the convention. And that pretty much wraps up the official synopsis, the official brochure reading of the actual convention itself. Of course, that only covers the bare minimum of what there is to do at the convention. I mean, these conventions are an absolute blast. And it's only partly because of the official stuff the Collectors Club puts on. It's hanging out with your buddies above and beyond the rest of the stuff. And all the jokes we make about James Cavanaugh, what costume he's going to wear this year. I mean, that stuff is not scripted. That just kind of happens throughout the context of the show itself. So it doesn't appear in any brochure, but it's stuff that happens and is a blast and is some of the most fun aspects of the convention. So.
Thank God it's not scripted. I'd hate to think that we were that poor of writers.
As Justin said, and as Mike's talked about, and we've all alluded to in earlier shows, what you see here is the literal top of the iceberg. The meat of everything is meeting your friends again for the first time in a year and getting to experience memories and having experiences that you never otherwise would experience if you never came to a JoeCon. I mean, you never know who you're going to run into. You never know who you're going to be eating next to. The number of people that tweeted that they were outside smoking with Bill Ratner.
Twitter was filled of video evidence of Bill's bad habits.
What you see here, if it piques your interest, take advantage of it. You'll go. You won't be sorry. You won't be disappointed. Trust us.
Exactly. One thing that's interesting to note is that there is no mention in here of a Hasbro seminar. That was the case last year as well. So just an interesting quirk. They have mentioned those in brochures past. They've mentioned Hasbro specifically in brochures past, and they didn't this time around. So that's something just to keep in the back of your head.
Clears up a spot for us on the docket. That's all I'm thinking.
No mention of Tony Romo. No mention of Jerry Jones.
There will be. It just won't be favorable.
Anything else anybody wants to add before wrapping this up?
No, I mean, I'm pretty fired up to see what these figures are going to look like. I know that much. I mean,
yeah.
Hear about them on later regular episodes of What's on Joe Mind. We'll be talking about those, I'm sure.
I'm really hoping that they back off the neon somewhat. And like, I wouldn't mind highlights of it, you know, or details of it. You have to pay an homage, obviously, to what came before if you're going to redo characters like that. But I don't need any bright orange flints in my collection. I really don't.
I just want them to back off the registration time. Take your time. Take your time.
For God's sake, can you let us know when it's going to happen?
So, Chuck, you've been quiet tonight. What's up over in your part of the woods? Is this another one that Chuck's not on? We just didn't tell me.
Yes. Because, okay. Right. You know, Chuck's not going to this.
Yeah, it would be kind of pointless, wouldn't it?
I could also suggest if you have any questions, hit the club site.
Yes.
Or the convention site at gijocon.com. They do update it about once a week or so. Check that out. Like their Facebook page. Follow their Twitter feed. If there's a question here that you can't find an answer to and it's not in the FAQ, feel free to hit us up. whatsonjoemind@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, one of our various feeds. We'll be happy to help you out. We'll try to do a lot of shows leading up in the JoeCon.
And again, just remember, any direct questions, also you can dial Justin Bell's personal number at 603. Anyway.
I was about to come through the phone there and whoop some ass.
A verbal reaction is better than just your eyes bugging out because nobody can see that on the radio.
That's true.
No sight gags on the radio.
All right, well, that will do it for this special edition number 36, the 2014 JoeCon brochure read-along. Going to be in Dallas. We hope to see you there. But we will catch you next time on the next episode of
What's on Joe Mind?
See ya.
Peace out, G. Right between the eyes. Yep.